Hello and welcome to the Rose Pricks podcast. This is our first episode for the new season of Bachelor in Paradise. I'm Ronnie Karam from Watch What Crappens and the Big Brother Smother podcast. And this podcast is also on Trash Talk TV. So just go to Trash Talk TV and hit podcast. Lots of good stuff over there, y'all. I'm here with my gorgeous co-host for our second season together in life, my new sister wife, Miss Stephanie Wilder Taylor.
Hello.
Hello, Stephanie. Stephanie is from the For Crying Out Loud podcast. So go check it out. Stephanie, I can't believe it's been so long since we've spoken.
I know. I am gorgeous. I do need some filler. I have to take a note from the Real Housewives and get some. I'm back. I'm behind on my Botox.
Darling, well, you don't even have to take notes from them. I mean, just take it from these people. In L.A., you're 13 and you're getting fucking fillers around
here.
Oh,
I know.
Look at this cast.
Preventative. I'm getting it for my 8-year-olds.
Preventative.
But, listen, not because they need it. They look amazing. But, you know, just to prevent.
You know, you got to start those good habits early, girl.
You really do.
Eat well. Get your filler done on time.
Okay, this was the best show ever.
I was amazed with how amazed I was by this amazing show.
So amazing.
This show, I'm going to be just like JoJo. I'm not going to ever let it go and just say the same word 10 times in one sentence.
But we were, I was thinking last night you texted me and I was about to text you and go, this show is amazing. And then I got a text from you going, this show is amazing. And then I was like, that is so amazing, Ronnie, because I was about to text you about the amazingness.
I didn't know I was going to feel vulnerable tonight, but I did. Here I am.
These people are such a fucking hot mess.
They are, and I love how funny it is. I like that they opened it with an old 80s.
Loved it. The Three's Company.
Almost Paradise.
The Love Boat meets Three's Company. Font.
Heaven's Door. Yes, the 80s or the 70s font.
Yep.
And Chad sucking down a... I'm not Chad. Evan Dysfunction sucking down a banana.
Oh, I hate him so much.
I hate him too. And he's the only one wearing a shirt. All he was missing was like sunblock on his nose. You know? Or did he have that?
He doesn't belong there. I think they just brought him as somebody to fight with Chad. But
yes.
They didn't realize that Chad would need no one specifically to fight with.
Yeah. Chad, turns out, will punch anybody. Man, woman, shark, sand. He doesn't care.
I mean, macro note. Well, I can't believe, I mean, I'm so glad he is on the show, but I cannot believe ABC must have so much insurance for that guy. What if he killed somebody?
Would he? I mean, I'm sorry to be an abusive husband apologist, because that's basically what I'm being right now. But I'm like Lace, you know, how Lace is like, but his mom died. So maybe that's it, you guys. No Lace. They're like, no, a lot. That guy, Nick, who's so hot, by the way. It's like, a lot of people have dead parents. Okay, Lace. And your name is Lace. So nobody's going to listen to you, bitch.
Who's Nick going to end up with?
Me. I don't care if there is such a thing as a God and a Jesus who listen to prayers.
He doesn't seem cute enough for you.
What are you kidding? I look like John Lovitz playing Time Daily.
He doesn't seem like he's like beefcakey enough for you to just be I like him.
He will mistreat me. He will be snarky.
Oh yeah.
He'll make me feel like shit half the time, but then he'll smile at me once a week and I'll feel like the top of the world, and then I'll go back to cutting myself.
I think I'm a Nick apologist, because I think so. You didn't ever see the season that he was on, but to catch you up. So the last Bachelorette before this one was that girl, Caitlin. Somebody corrected us on our Facebook page. Corrected me, because I was calling her Caitlin. Or it is Caitlin.
Yeah, you were calling her Kristen.
Yes, and it's Caitlin Bristow. And she was actually fun, very cute, kind of funny. She had a total sassy – she was the exact opposite of JoJo. She was fun. It was a fun season to watch because she was interesting and did things like that you wouldn't expect, like slept with Nick. But Nick became kind of the villain because people thought he was really schemey, and he was sort of like the, and he had a similar thing happen on another season, but I like him.
Yes.
He's older. He's intelligent. He's just, it's just one of these things is not like the other, and it's Nick.
Yes. He admits to being 35, which is crazy.
Yes.
I mean, that is crazy. And you believe him. Like, it seems he looks so young for that age because everybody on TV who says they're, you know, 35 is really 70.
Right.
And so he looks so young for 35. You know, that's the truth, everybody. If you want to look younger than you really are, just use your real age in LA, because
exactly
a 25 here is really like 50.
It is funny that 35 is actually old, but on this show, yeah, they're all like teenagers.
Yeah. So let's start at the beginning. Okay. We've got Chris trying to be all casual, and he's got a little sidekick, Jorge. Gracias, Jorge.
Well, it's supposed to be like Fantasy Island with it's supposed to be like Mr. Rourke and what's his name? Hervé Villaches.
Yes. Welcome to Fantasy Island. Didn't someone run out saying it might be a plane? This show is so stupid, and it's full of so many stupid but likable people. I liked almost everybody. So first,
Chris Harrison looks so small. He's no Mr. Rourke.
Yeah, no,
he looks so small next, just in that environment. He's like a little Chris. You could put him in your pocket, Harrison.
Little baby Chris, like a little weathered keychain. I can put in my little pocket. He'll probably masturbate 10 times while he's in there. Oh, little Chris.
I know, he seems so old and kind of like an old lecherous guy.
Yeah.
With all these, because then we go to Emily. So now we're going to meet some of the cast. Emily and Haley are twins, and they're playing leapfrog.
Yes. And doing it badly.
Yes.
They do everything together, even skip badly. Like, they can't even skip. My girl.
They're like, we're really not that dumb. We just, people think we're really dumb, and we don't know why.
Just
how
because,
do you play leapfrog?
Just because we're fun doesn't mean we're not marriage material, okay? Like, we know when to be mature, just not smart.
No.
All right.
Then Nick comes out.
Oh, my God, Nick. I just kept writing Nick. Those are my notes. Nick
says, which I found very interesting. He's like, I find Jubilee very interesting.
Why? Is she a bitch?
No, but Jubilee's next. No, but she's like a tall, big,
she's like the
military.
Army. Yeah, she's the military girl. Well, maybe he likes a manly. One can hope. He does get kind of gay when he complains about things. Did you notice that he gets gay face? I'm not saying he's gay.
No, okay? I know. I know what you're saying.
And you know I will if I think he is.
Oh, I know.
But he does get that like gay bitchiness to him when he gets bitchy. Chad does it too. It's just like that slight gay in their face. Okay, yeah. So he comes up. Look, let's be honest. I'm projecting. I just want him to be gay. I'm projecting my dreams onto him. I love you, Nick. So he is gorgeous. And he says, if you're genuine, people will see who you really are. Like, oh my God, you're genuinely hot. And that's why you think that. Okay. Only hot people can be genuine and people still like them. I can't be genuine and people still like me.
But you're going to see too, he actually can be very charming. He was very charming with Caitlin. I was thinking she should maybe pick him.
Well, he's very genuinely hot and charming.
Yes.
Okay?
And he's all right. We'll see. We'll see as it goes on. But then we meet Jubilee. And I liked her immediately because she says she has resting bitch face. Which I do too.
You do?
Yes.
I always see you smiling and happy. I love a resting bitch face.
But when I'm not taught, like when I'm thinking, it's my whole life. I've been, what's wrong? What's wrong? Nothing. I'm just sitting here. What?
Well,
you look mad.
No, you don't look bad. I have an active bitchy face. Like my face is moving. I'm like, ugh.
You have active bitch face.
Active bitch face, yeah.
But then Jubilee ruins it for me because she starts talking about herself in the third person. Remember that? She's like,
yes.
She's like, I want to be relaxed, fun Jubilee. Well, you can start by losing the third person.
Jubilee wants to be less army, angry, resting bitch face Jubilee and more, you know, mid. I don't want to be too happy either. I just want medium bitch face.
Yeah, just more like get with Jared bitch face.
Now, this girl, at first I thought, what's wrong with this tranny? Because she's wearing metallic base. She's wearing like a silver foundation on her face. Oh. I don't know if she auditioned for Starlight Express, the Tin Man, in The Wizard of Oz. I don't know what she's doing. And then I thought that's not very nice because it's difficult for people of color to come on these shows because they never light them.
Right.
Like every time there's a black person on these shows, you never see them. They're in the dark. They refuse to light black people on reality TV. So it's like she came prepared this time. She's wearing silver base. But yeah, I like her and I like that she came prepared to be seen.
I have to say that the show is inherently racist. And I mean, it is. It's like, why would you put on? I mean, if you're going to have black people on the show, have more than two.
Yeah,
don't be
token.
Like, okay, here's the half black girl and the half black guy, and at least they'll have each other.
Yeah, totally.
This is not how life works.
That's what they do with every minority. They do it with the gay people. That poor girl with one arm, I mean, what's she going to do?
I know.
Like, you at least match everybody up. Come on, you guys. Yeah. Be fair. Be fair in your racism.
Yeah. Have a one-leg guy.
Yeah, if you're going to be racist, be fair. Be fair about it. God damn it.
Oh, okay.
I hate unfair bigots.
Speaking of unfair bigots, then Evan walks up.
Oh, God.
A pirate lace-up shirt.
Girl, that was an international male shirt. Do you remember that?
Yes.
I say that a lot.
That store was in West Hollywood. It was in West Hollywood.
It was a catalog back in the day.
Yeah, but they had a store.
They did.
WeHo.
Oh, my God. I wasn't here at that time.
Yes.
Oh, my God. My heart just fluttered. I can't believe that's real. They had every outfit on the guy was like that. They'd be like, here's a spandex jumpsuit with ruffles on the heels.
Yeah.
What? Yeah. What man wears this? But it was around forever. Like every gay kid in the 80s jerked off to that magazine, International Mail.
I believe it.
And apparently Evan did too because he found a shirt.
But women did not. So I don't know who Evan was wearing that for. It wasn't for any of the ladies on the show.
Well, I think, you know, he probably got it in the mail. Maybe he didn't jerk off to it, but maybe he was like, wow, those guys are so sexy. When I'm an adult, I'm going to wear a lace-up pirate shirt, too.
Oh, God. Okay, so then we go to Chad. Because I have so much more to say about these people, but later when they're interacting. But, okay, yes. So Chad comes in. Then they have a whole thing where he has the dog, and I immediately thought, do we need to call somebody? Is he abusing his dog?
That dog probably does. If Chad ever turns into crazy Chad, like, oh, I peed on the carpet. You know that dog's that
yes.
tail's right between his legs.
Oh,
and he's just
yeah.
putting his head down like, ooh, behind the couch.
Yep.
I thought that was cute that he ends up having a little purse dog.
It is, but I did feel bad for the dog because, you know, when you see him later and you realize, like, there's no way he's nice to his dog.
Well, sometimes the meanest people are nicest to their little dogs.
I doubt when he's drunk and there's no one else around, you know the dog gets the brunt of it.
Or that's when the dog hears poetry. You never know. Maybe Chad goes home and he's, like, super nice to animals.
I doubt it. I bet you anything that dog is going to have an intervention for him. Going to get the other dogs in the neighborhood together. They're going to be like, Chad, woof, woof. We love you like crazy, but you need to get help. Okay.
I said, get away, Chad.
So then we meet Lace, which other people might have known her for the past season, but guess what? She is new to me, and I love it.
Oh, Lace, crazy ass, crazy face, Lace.
So this was amazing because they set it up where it's sort of she's implying that she was an alcoholic mm-hmm. on the past season. She's like, a lot of people thought I was crazy. Mm-hmm. But that's because I was getting drunk a lot. Mm-hmm. And then you see her throwing all the wine bottles in the recycle, right? And you're like, and then in a yoga pose. So you're like, oh, okay, I guess she got sober and she's, you know, into like spirituality now. No. I guess the new Lace is just more organized because she cleared away all the empties for the new bottles.
Yeah, that was breakfast. She's like, now I take my breakfast cartons out when I'm done with them in the morning. I don't wait until the afternoon. That is new Lace! And she's doing that thing that crazy people do. It's my favorite thing to see. And we see it a lot in this town, and especially on TV in general. When crazy people say they're going to fix themselves, and they're new, and they're always doing yoga, and they've always got fucking sticky notes, and they're putting notes around, like she's putting notes on her fridge that say, oh, love yourself. No, you are not going to love yourself because a sticky note told you. You're going to love yourself when you're less of a drunk, crazy hoe. Stop being a less crazy hoe, and you won't have to write a sticky note. What do you have to remind yourself to love yourself? How about you write yourself a note that says, don't drink for breakfast, girl? You got a glass of wine right now.
Cabernet is not for breakfast. Love, Lace. But, Lace, do me a favor and don't do any of those things until after the show. Because I was momentarily bummed. I'm like, I hope she didn't actually quit drinking. But luckily, she did not.
Girl, the minute she did a down dog, I knew she was going to be with Chad. That's his nickname for her if they end up together. He'll be like, down dog.
I love it.
Fuck you. You go down. You go down. You're a dog. You are. So yeah, she's like, thankfully, now I'm not crazy. I'm aware. And, you know, I'm aware of my issues.
Yeah.
Like, for example, right now I'm drunk and it's 3. It's like 3 in the afternoon.
I love that the show is so obvious because Lace hooks up with Chad and both of them are trying to turn over a new leaf. Chad's like, I'm going to show people, you know, I'm a pretty great guy. And Lace is like, I'm going to show people I'm not a junk whore.
Yeah.
First night, they're fucking.
Yeah, you can't
anyway,
change.
Then we meet Daniel. Well, we don't. We meet him again.
Yeah.
The Canadian drunk dumb one.
Yeah.
And
Vampire
Canada. Dumb.
Girl.
Yep.
He's so dumb.
Oh, so dumb.
He's wearing his little Canada Speedo, and he's sticking that butt out. I mean, that guy is someone who says bro a lot, but then hangs out in the steam room too long.
Yes.
Totally.
And yes.
He's so stupid. He goes... Yeah, you know, here I am again. Like, you know, yeah, like a disease. Like, I'm like a disease that won't go away. Yeah, like, you know, like a herpes or something. Oh, God. Well, I don't want to compare myself to herpes. Well, you know, that's treatable nowadays, so I guess that's okay. So good.
I loved it.
And they've learned to just keep the camera on him. And he's like, you know, the thing you got to know about me is like, I hope that there's some girls there that's, like, pretty enough for me. Because, you know, an eagle doesn't settle for a pigeon, right?
No.
You know? Like, no. If this doesn't work out, I might have to give up women. Huh? Just joking. But really, you know, like.
Yeah. Yeah. I hope there's some bangable, you know, tail.
Yes.
Like some bang tail.
Yes.
You know.
That is the stupid, that is the kind of stupid you cannot cure. And thank God, I hope they never come out with an antidote for that, because that man needs to just say stupid. I love that kind of a man. So next we get
Amanda.
Another stereotype of these shows that I love. The complete desperate girl who's too gorgeous to be this desperate, okay? I don't care if she has 2 little kids at home. But
doesn't she look like a young Tamra?
No, how dare you? Don't ruin her. Okay. Tamra is from Real Housewives of Orange County, for those of you who don't watch the Bravs.
Yeah.
But that girl, how dare you? How dare you? I don't even know what to say now. Totally tongue-tied. Batch.
I thought she had looked a little bit like a young Tamra.
She... Okay. All right. Well, I'm from
Texas.
She's
very pretty.
So in Texas, that girl is the gold standard. A little petite, gorgeous blonde girl with too much makeup. Her eyelashes are a little too big, but it's just because she's trying to say she loves you by doing her makeup when you're there in the morning.
You know what I thought was interesting, and this is the most anti-feminist thing I've ever said in my entire life, and given that I have 2 girls, that's weird.
Whatever, but, we're watching The Bachelor.
She's so fake, right? I mean, she has, like, the hair extensions and the makeup and the eyelashes, but why no boobs?
That was in my notes, too. I put, I know I'm like going to respect this girl because she doesn't have implants. I mean, that takes bravery to even get off the plane in Burbank without implants. People are like, what? What is that?
I know. And I felt bad saying that. But then I was like, well, it would be one thing if she was more natural. Then I'd be like, oh, yeah, of course. Like, no, not everybody needs implants. But she's gone. It's like she's like halfway.
Yeah, it's like they don't need them. You're just so used to seeing it.
And right.
It makes me think, like, how are you this desperate? Because the way she talks, she's just so desperate. She's like, I just need somebody to love me. Because if you don't have somebody to love, what's the point of living? You know, she's like, this girl's about
to
break down. I don't know.
Because, I mean, she has 2 kids. It's one thing if you have 1 kid, then you're like, okay, it could have been a one-night stand. But if you have 2 and they're 2 years apart, I'm thinking, and they look like twins, so they probably have the same dad.
Yeah.
So where's that guy?
I don't know. But that girl is a good gorgeous. I respect that she's desperate in emotionally, but she hasn't taken it out on her chest yet.
I like that.
Although, I'm kind of mortified by people who have kids that young. And she's already come on one season. And now she's like, my kids are everything. And she's left them again.
I know, for 6 weeks probably.
Yes, don't you start crying again. This is the second time you've left those poor kids.
Exactly.
Jeez, lady.
A 2-year-old at that.
Yes. Well, right, when he left me, at least I knew I had the ability to feel completely desperate on my own. My kids are my entire world, which is why I left them a second time.
So then Amanda, Jubes, and Nick are down at the beach talking. And then all of a sudden they spot Jubilee says, there's the penis guy. And so my kid Maddie said, because my kids watched the show with me last night, Maddie and Sadie. They're 8 and they're twins. Mm-hmm. And they were watching the show with me and Maddie said, why do they call Evan the penis guy? And I said, because he's a doctor that sort of deals with penises. And Maddie goes, I do not want to have that job. Which made me laugh so hard.
That's how they should deal with kids. You know, when they go into the counselor's office and they try and figure out what job they're going to have, they should actually just say, what do you hate? Like, what are things you don't like? Okay, I don't want to work with dicks. What else you got? Do you like cards? Nope. Don't like cards. Not going to be a dealer of any kind.
Yeah.
All right. Well, just go from there. Go from the negative, you guys.
Then Jubes immediately is like, this is the military chick, is like, Evan looks better in person. And then Amanda is like, yeah, he's better looking in person. And then Amanda is like, gets excited because he has 3 kids and she has 2.
Yes.
This is not the Brady Bunch. This is not going to work out.
They're like the white minority. You know, they're like the minority white people that have to be paired up. They're like, well, we've got one girl with kids. Yeah. We got to bring the guy with kids. Bring the guy with kids. That'll work.
But this was so great. So Amanda is like, Amanda's the desperate one with the kids. Amanda's like, so after Jubilee says it, Amanda, the way she says it, she's like, I think Evan's better looking in person. And, you know, he has 3 kids. To that, Maddie said, I bet that girl's going to think everyone's cute. So smart. The desperation read to my 8-year-old.
Yeah, that poor thing. This isn't a job interview, okay?
Put an
ad on Craigslist and stay with your kids.
So then Vinny shows up. Okay, so Vinny was from last season, the one we watched. Bachelorette.
Yes. Vinny
and Vinny
has grown.
Was the other drunk one.
Yes.
Do you remember that? Vinny and Daniel, the Canadian vampire, were both hammered night one.
Yes. And Vinny has shown the most growth on this show. Vinny came on with what looked like really bad plugs, and his hair was kind of combed forward, and he was just trying to, you know, he felt all insecure and was trying to compete with all these hot guys. Now Vinny's like, fuck it, guys. I'm balding, okay? I'm going to comb my hair, and I'm not going to put on a wig. And you know what? Good for you, Vinny. You go, yeah. Vinny. I'm rooting for you. I don't know what you win on this show, but you're winning at life, dude.
In like a Jersey Shore, he's like, hey, I'm a Porti Vivardi or whatever. I'm ready to get drunk and puke. Let's go.
Last time I was on the water this long was on the Staten Island Ferry when I was on my way to the airports. He's cute. I really like Vinny. And he seems so nice. And also I like that he has like a little muffin top and kind of man boobs. I like that he's not the stereotypical douche.
Yeah, he's cute. He has pretty eyes.
Very pretty eyes.
But you do have to remember, and this is for our audience, if you didn't watch The Bachelorette, the guy is, he's going to get drunk.
Yes.
He was very drunk on The Bachelorette.
He will be shit-faced. And the girl that he immediately gravitates towards seems crazy. I mean, that girl has crazy eyes. So I think they're going to be fine together.
All the girls are crazy. The next one that comes out is Carly. And my note is she seems crazy.
She looks like the chick from 30 Rock. The blonde chick. I forget her name because I'm dumb right now. I haven't slept a lot. But the funny actress. God. People are yelling at their... when I can't remember simple things and I feel people yelling at their speakers.
I know who you're talking about, but I can't remember.
No, not the intern. She was like the star of the of the show, and now she's on the the Kimmy Schmidt show, the Unbreakable yes. Kimmy Schmidt.
Yes,
she's
I know
so
you're
good. She looks like her, so I kind of liked her, but this girl's a mess. She's got her roots growing out, and I think she's going for that skunk thing, but it's not really working. And then yes. her eyebrows are a different color than her yes. other hair. And
no, I liked her. She seems like she doesn't fit in on this show. She seems like she's going to be too smart.
She looks like Roseanne was recasting that blonde daughter again, and they ended up with her. It's like,
yes,
no actress would take that role because they didn't want to be fired again. So they yep. just went to a bowling alley and found this girl. She's like chomping gum. She yep. seems like she'd be chomping gum, chain smoking cigarettes, and being a bitch. And that's yes. my favorite kind of girl.
Yes, I'm like, oh, please stick around past like the first rose ceremony.
Yes.
If there's rose ceremonies. I don't even know. That's how much I was enjoying the show. I'm like, I have no idea how this works, but I am enjoying it.
And they showed, when they were showing her in her season, and she got dumped, and she's like, oh, you broke my heart. I like never want to like talk to you again. And I just wrote, ugly crier, love her. Yes. I love an ugly cry. I will still buy a Fantasia album.
Well, that's why I think she seems crazy.
Yes.
But so far on this episode, she acted fairly normal.
Yes. And I like that she said, because I always say this about dating, you have to have sex before you get married because you got to test drive that car. What are you just going to take a car off a lot before you've given it a test drive? And she actually said, I'm here to test drive some cars. And I like that. It's a girl yes. with a brain.
Yep. I like it.
So enter the chin.
Grant. Yeah. The chin.
Yeah.
With the shorts on. And Maddie, I said, oh, God, those shorts. And Maddie, my son, said, dude, you're not cool with those shorts.
Not cool, dude.
Not cool with those shorts.
Not cool. Grant, you know, the thing that bothered me about Grant on his season, which is the thing that bothered me about most of the guys, is they were just such pussies. They were, like, so backbiting. And that whole thing at the beginning of just trying to get someone kicked off so that they could, you know, I don't know. I don't even know what they were going for, but it's like a bunch of girls ganging up on. I don't like that. He came off as a bitch to me, you know? And at first I thought, oh, he's so cute. But he came off as a bitch. I'm impressed that he's already a douche because I didn't see him as a douche before. And I'm saying that because when he walks in, he's like, hey, girls, like, hey. And he'll look at them. And then when they ask him questions, he looks off. Like, he's looking like, who else is at the party? But there's no one yeah. there. You're at a beach. Like, yeah. you're looking at the ocean, you fucking idiot. And he keeps staring into the camera. Did you notice that?
Yes,
he'll look past the girls while they're talking yeah. to him and just look, like, deep into our eyes.
Yep.
Get out of here, you douchebag.
Such a douche.
Yeah, I'm glad not to like him.
So then Canadian Vampire shows up again, and he's wearing jorts. And I lost my dinner. No. You can't do that. Especially when he's going to be the one that's like, yeah, you know, there's nobody here. Nobody here that I want. You know, I mean, maybe that one blonde chick if I had some drinks in me.
Oh, man.
Well, don't worry, Daniel. That will definitely be the case.
And again, they just left that camera on him for 10 minutes and just let him go. He's like, I was hoping for a couple of good-looking girls. But, you know, so far I'm not impressed, you know. These girls are, like, limping around, you yeah. know. It's like if you go to adopt a dog and, yeah. you know, you're looking for a dog and then you see a cat and then you end up putting down a bird. You know what I mean? No, nobody knows what you mean, okay?
He's like, there's a bunch of road dogs here. Yeah. Eh? There's a bunch of road dogs, eh? You know, I came here for some, like, you know, Persian pussy, you know what I mean? But there's just a bunch of road dogs, eh? Eh? Eh?
Oh.
You know I'm from Canada, eh?
Oh. And he talks with Evan, the biggest pussy of all time, and he's like, yeah, you know, these girls are so ugly, like, I'd have to be white girl wasted, like, it looks like I'm watching Sanford and Son, you know? Like, if Sanford and Son made out with the Friends, you know what I mean, bro? And he's like, that is so mean. I cannot believe you're talking like that.
Okay, so now everybody wants to meet Chad. And Jubes thinks he's going to be entertaining.
Yeah, Jubilee is ready for some Chad. At this point, I had to ask a very important question. I hope you can answer it.
Yeah.
Is Jubilee wearing plugs? Is she spraying on her hair? Is she gluing on the front of her hair? What is happening with
Jubes?
Her front edge? On her hair.
Oh, I think it's just, you know, a wig, extensions. I don't know.
But in the front? Because usually extensions are either sewn or back, clipped right. or whatever to the back. So I'm confused.
I'm thinking wig.
I love a mystery. And a I'm going to figure out. Well, a weave would be woven into your actual hair. It wouldn't be in the front of your.
Oh.
Because, like, on The Good Wife with Juliana Margulies, they, right. like, glued that shit to the front of her hair. You could see the glue line. And I'm kind of seeing, you see more and more glue, like, depending on the shot they have. I was obsessed. I'm obsessed with hairlines. Okay, I admit it. Very pretty girl. I just, it's the mystery of the hair. And well, I love a mystery.
We'll have to see how much swimming she does.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll
that
see.
That will be a tell.
Yes. Okay, I'm watching. Right, so that's the mystery of the season so far.
Then Soul Surfer comes in. Sarah with one arm. I'm sorry, but that's hard in paradise. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's rough.
The wrong show for somebody who has like one arm.
Yeah, I would think so. But you know, they threw a couple of wild cards into this. They've got her. They've got Evan. I mean, who wants to end up with Evan really at the end of the day? I mean, Evan, but seriously, gross.
It just seems unfair because Sarah is very pretty.
She's gorgeous. And she's really smart and has a great personality, too.
Yeah, but you threw somebody with one arm into a group of drunk assholes.
Well, this ain't her first time at that rodeo, that's for sure.
I know. And then when she comes in, Chris is like, I didn't see that she had one arm at first. So I didn't know why Chris was like, wow, really? Like, you want to do it again, huh? You want to throw yourself into this again? And I was like, well, why wouldn't she? She's just a blonde hoe like everyone else. And then I saw that she had one arm and I was like, oh, yeah.
Or maybe she had like a weird season. But when she was telling him, yeah, because who are the people, Taylor and whoever, who got married? They say it 20 right. times. I can't believe right. it's not burnt into my memory. And by the way, to the really hardcore fans who are watching this, Steph is a hardcore Bachelor fan. And I'm a new watcher. I just watched my first season of The Bachelorette. So this is all new to me. So I'm sorry to be ignorant. You listen to an ignorant podcast, okay? We can still make fun of shit we don't know yet. We will learn, okay? Give us time. Baby steps. But yeah, when she was talking about that that couple who got married from last season, she's like, yeah, but, you know, people from home, like, they don't think it's real or, like, whatever on Twitter. They'll think it's, like, fake. But, I mean, that couple met here and, like, I was at their wedding. It's real, Chris. It's real. He's like, yes, dear. Yes, dear. Go on in, you sweet summer child. Go on in. So Canadian and Vinny, Canadian vampire and Vinny, Canadian's like, hey, Vinny, you want to rate the girls? I love to rate a girl. I give that girl 3 tomatoes. Shut up, Canadian. I have high standards. Hopefully, there's fruit. You know, I don't like rotten fruit, but I don't like when it's, like, you know, like, not ready to eat. Like, I like when it's, like, crisp, you know?
And succulent. And, like, juicy, eh? Like, I want it, like, crisp. Like, crisp on the outside, but, like, succulent and juicy inside.
Like a zucchini.
Like a soft-shell crab roll. Like a spider roll.
Like a hot dog, you know? You know what I mean? The fruit here looks like it's been bruised in transportation.
Like a corn dog. Right? Like a really succulent corn dog. Like you get at a carnival.
And Vinny's just burping up PBR laughing. So then the twins come in.
Yeah.
And the Canadian's like, whoa, there we go. Okay. There we go. 18 tomatoes. 18 tomatoes. Go to this film now. Okay.
Oh, God.
Haley and Emily, they're like, whoa, there's, like, tons of man meat. Yeah, like, totally.
Yeah, but we can't wait for Chad.
Emily likes Daniel.
Yes.
And they're talking in their private time, like, oh, my God, like, that guy, like, Daniel, whoa, like, that guy's cute. She's like, really? She goes, yeah. I wish his eyes weren't brown.
brown eyes.
And then the sister is watching her and Daniel in the water. And she's like, that is probably the stupidest conversation ever.
Which was true.
It was true. They're like, well, you see that? That's a bird. Don't you love when birds slither on the ground and crawl into a hole? She's like, yeah. And then he high-fives her. And the sister's like, oh, my God. He high-fived her. She hates that.
Oh my God, they're the dumbest.
I love them.
Ever be able to tell them apart, which is genius.
Love them.
So then we meet Izzy, and no one knows her. And I love, this is so great. One Arm shades her right away by going like, I don't even know who that is.
Yeah.
For a second, I thought it was Jillian. And I'm like, well, One Arm, bringing out the bitch.
Yeah. She knows. That girl looks like every other girl I've ever seen on The Bachelor. So, like,
yeah.
Whatever. Have fun hosting entertainment tonight, whoever you are.
Two arms.
Whoever you are. She hates her automatically. Love it.
Yep. So then we see Izzy is sitting with Daniel, and he's like, yeah, road dog. What? Yeah, like drinks. What? And Izzy's trying to understand what he's saying.
How old are you? 25. So 27? No, 25. 23.
32? 40? What? No, 25. 90? What? What are you talking about? Are you in the AARP? No, I'm 25. Do you get senior discount at the movies? Eh? No. What?
What's your favorite fruit?
Have you ever had a crab roll? What? No, huh?
Wouldn't it be cool if they would like make corn dogs, but like in crab rolls? That'd be crazy. Like that shit would be like nuts. You know what I'm saying, bro? Like, you're dumb. I like when she goes, yeah, let's go over there. Why don't we go over there now?
And he's like, oh, are they having like a senior citizen event over there? Eh, what?
Someone's gonna adopt one of those dogs. I'll watch. Someone gonna get the lethal injection. I'm there. I'm in. I'm down. So then crazy ass Lace arrives. Carly's like, on her season, she was the crazy one. So like, I don't know. And then Lace is like, I've always had to justify that I'm not crazy, but I've made so much progress. That girl is Marissa Tomei. I don't know what it is about that face structure, but yeah. Marissa Tomei in My Cousin Vinny. Like, she'll always be crazy. She could be playing, like, Mrs. Lincoln, and I'll be like, the bitch is crazy. She's got Marissa Tomei crazy face.
But very pretty.
Oh, yeah, beautiful, yeah.
So then the chin is like, I feel like I'm good at reading people, and Lace is a mess. And then my son Maddie says, yeah, she's definitely a mess.
She is a mess because she can't even order a drink. She's like, yeah, so I'll have some, like, what do you have here? Like, Blanco? I can't have that. Anything like maybe less glutinous? Like, what kind of stuff do you have? Like, is it juicy? Yeah. I don't want something that wet. Yeah. Like, seriously, I can't.
Do you
have
like a crab roll, the drink? Is that? Do you have anything made of corn dog?
19 tomatoes. That's it. You just won the Academy of Emmy. Okay, girl.
There's a lot of erectile dysfunction at this party.
The 70s TV theme music playing as they all start going to the beach. It's like, dun, chicka, dun, dun,
chicka, dun, dun. So meanwhile, we should say that Jubilee is talking to somebody, and they're talking about like who she has the hots for somebody, and we don't know who it is.
Yeah, she's just waiting for the one guy to come in. So every time somebody comes in the door, the girl's like, is that him? She's like, no. Is that him?
And they're like, tell me who. And she's like, I'm not going to tell you, but I'll tell you if he gets here.
This guy. Okay. So he comes and she's like, ha, 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 ha. It's like she totally is in love with this guy, Jared. Now I can see why they named Diamond Stores in the Mall after this guy. Whoa. When we saw him on The Bachelorette last episode or two episodes ago, he was in the audience. And I was like, that guy looks like an elf. Whatever. What is that? A brunette Link from Zelda? Screw that guy. Hate him. You know.
Right.
But then I see him now. Oh, my God. I threw a sock at the screen. And that's a good thing. I was getting
naked. He's really cute.
Yeah, I was getting naked. It's like, you are so cute. Here's a sock.
But isn't it sad that I was like, Jubilee has no chance with this guy?
Why?
I don't know. Just because she's so, like, big.
Well, and, she's so, like
she's
powerful.
She's just so the opposite of what the other...
She, like, carries a power about her, and he does look very elven. I mean, he really does. He just looks like a little elf, and I like that we find out that he's a nerd, and he likes all this science fiction stuff, and that's why, like, he can relate to all the covers.
all the covers?
Like book covers, you know, oh, the bookstore. Yeah. You're like looking at Lord of the Rings. He's like, these are my people.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. Yeah.
So cute. Like he probably like stands next to the Zelda poster, the old Nintendo Zelda poster in his room. Like little Link, little brunette Link. I love you.
I know, but I just don't. I mean, it's terrible. It's just I feel like Jubes is so opposite of all the girls they cast.
Do you mean just because she's black or because she's...
No, because she's big and tall and military, and she's just all the other girls are like blonde and like, oh my God, hi.
Yeah, well, she also said that she seems like she's going to have some attitude because she said she's not approachable and she has this resting bitch face or whatever. And right. She did make a couple of snotty comments, like sarcastic comments, which I thought were really funny. But then I was buying it. If it's just an act, her nice girl act, if that's just an act, I'm buying it. Because I was believing her little giggly, like, ha, 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 ha. And when she could actually name relationships and characters from the Lord of the Rings, I mean, that girl's in.
Well, I was going to say, so at this point I was feeling bad for her. But later I was like, wow, they really are hitting it off.
Yeah.
This could be something. We'll see.
Oh, my God.
Evan makes a Moby Dick reference.
Okay.
Which was so on the nose.
Oh, my God. Totally. Of course, a bigger dick comes in and ruins everything. Poor Dick's function. I'm sorry, but I have to go on a rant here because Evan is so stupid. Okay. This guy is like, hey, I hate Chad, okay? Like, every moment without Chad is like a moment in heaven. You know what I mean? Have you ever seen Moby Dick? Hey, have you ever seen Moby Dick, you idiot? He goes, everybody's just on this boat and they're all happy. And then Moby Dick comes along. No, that's not what happens in Moby Dick. That is not what happened. A bunch of people come on this boat because it's their job. And they're like, here we are, another season on the Bachelor boat or whatever. So there's all these hot dudes on a boat. Then they get some captain who lost his leg years ago to some fucking whale, okay? And they're like, we trust you. You're a famous captain. We like you. So they all get on the captain's ship. They're all going along. And then they realize that this arrogant asshole has a boner for revenge for this whale. And the captain's like, how dare he take my manhood? We are going for the whale. I saw the opera last year in L.A. on accident.
Seriously?
Yes. And that's how I know about it. He's like, the whale, Moby Dick. And everyone's like, Moby, Moby, Moby. And so the whole thing turns out to be this arrogant ass is so obsessed with revenge that he ends up chasing this stupid whale who he's never going to beat, which is Chad, the Moby Dick.
Right.
And you've got Evan over here as Ahab. And he's chasing around Moby Dick all over the ocean. Ends up, everybody on the boat gets killed, including Ahab, because you ain't going to beat Moby Dick. And guess how it ends? Moby Dick wins. So, Evan, maybe you should get some opera tickets before you start trying to impress people with your terrible literary
references.
Oh, my
God. Thank you. Now, but now we get to call him Captain Ahab.
And I just hope this ends the same way. I hope that whale beats you, boy.
So now we have a lot of fun with Moby Dick's entrance.
Moby Dick.
Tremors, yeah. And glasses are shaking, and
Moby.
And we know Chad's coming, and I swear to God, Maddie goes, I just saw a crab hide.
A crab did literally hide.
I laughed so hard. My children are completely getting this show.
They made one where there was a little crab on the beach walking backwards.
It's so fun.
So good.
So Chad is saying, I just was misunderstood. I mean, I'm just a guy. I just tell it like it is, you know?
Yeah.
And then they have all the ladies going like, I think he was just misunderstood. I think he just like tells it like it is. I mean, I think he seems kind of fun. I'm going to fall in love with him and change him.
Nothing a dumb girl likes more than a guy with a dead mom.
Nope.
Like, and mom's dead. Oh, my God. I'm going to comb his hair. I want to wipe the stains off of his face with some spit on my thumb and just say, oh, you got something on your face, little guy. Come here. Hug mama.
And Crazy Lacey is like, I love him. Because game recognized game, girl. She's like, that's mine.
Yes.
That's
crazy.
All me.
Crazy meets in the middle every time. And Chad is a typical LA liar. He's like, yeah, I'm 28. How many years you been 28? Ain't nobody buying that. You got the facial hair of somebody from Game of Thrones who's like been a king for 50 years. 28.
He is definitely looking at 50.
Yeah, at least.
So then Evan thinks maybe Chad's off the roids. He's not sure.
Yeah.
Because Chad comes in and is like, hey, everybody. Just like, I'm just Chad. I'm just, it's cool. Whatever. You know, just gonna have some fun. This is me.
I love the non-versy, the non-douchey version of Chad. Everyone's like, yeah, he's not as much of a douche as I thought. Really? Yeah. Because Canada Vampire is like, yo, bro, are you going to be Hitler today or Mussolini? You get it, bro? And he's like, hey, look, man, at least both those guys were rich.
Oh, my God. Oh, then so then Daniel and Chad are talking, right? And Daniel's like, hey, you know, are there any girls you'd like to bang? Like right off the bat, eh? You want to bang some tail, eh? And Daniel's like, yeah, you know, there's a lot of girls like I and me. And I'll tell you what, I'm going to let liquor do the driving and I'm going to go on booze control. Hey, hey, why? I'm like, that guy was writing that line like months ago. Like, oh, I can't wait to break that line out. That's going to, oh, yeah.
This is so stupid. And then Chad's telling Evan, yeah, bro, like, hope you're not mad at me because, like, I mean, I don't even know you, like, whatever, like, I didn't mean anything towards you, so, like, whatever. And then he tells us, yeah, as far as that Evan guy goes, like, you know, I mean, I don't know, I don't care. Like, I didn't rip his head off and shove it down his own mouth, so.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess that's good.
Yeah. I mean, if he starts asking about that shirt, you know, I might have to, like, stab him in the kidneys. But, you know, I mean, until then, like, whatever, you know, it's good. Cool.
They have that romance scene on the beach where it's just Chad and Canada back together, pinching each other's skin to see who's got the most body fat, talking about what hoes they're going to bang. And then Chris comes in. Now, look, Chris, I get that you're trying to show personality with your clothing choices, but please don't ever wear a Tommy Bahama shirt again. What is that?
No, please don't.
It looks so weird. It's so uncomfortable seeing him. He just looks gross, like a lech.
I know. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He comes off as so lecherous.
Yeah. Get.
I don't want to let him alone with any of the girls.
I don't care if it's hot out there. You need to wear a suit.
Lecherous and just wimpy.
Yeah, little keychain.
Yeah.
That's how I'm going to think of him now. So he takes him to the cabana and he explains the rules to those of us who are new to the game.
Like us.
Because we're only 28.
Yep.
He says, hey, guys, look, there's no prize here. There's no $1 million at the end. You're all going to look like assholes by the end of the summer, and America's probably going to hate you.
But you might fall in love.
Yeah, maybe. It happens. Don't you remember those other guys? They got married. Tanner and Jade, guys. And everyone's like, ooh, Tanner and Jade. Tanner and Jade. Maybe we'll be like Tanner and Jade. It's like, yes, well, it could happen.
The whole thing, this whole thing is like a cult, right? These people all hang out with each other. They have these bachelorette reunions where all people who have been contestants on other shows and other seasons, they all get together.
Yeah.
So a lot of these people know each other.
Yes. And I think that's why they're so in love with that relationship. It's like Tanner must be the only person that hasn't actually gotten a blowjob from someone else in the cult while he's married.
Exactly.
You know, because you know, they have key parties and shit at those.
Oh, yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. So Evan goes through Chad's baggage. Oh, no. So Evan is just poking the dick at this point.
Yes.
Poking the Moby.
Poking Moby.
He's Ahab circling around in a wooden
boat.
Yep, poking the whale. Yep. Chad is trying to figure out how to open a fridge.
That's when I was texting you going, I hate Evan.
Yeah, he's a little bitch.
I hate him. He's such a little bitch.
Yes.
He deserves everything that comes to him.
He really does. Now, Chad really loses it in this episode, and I don't like where Chad went in this episode, but man, if he went there on Evan, I'd be totally fine with it.
Yeah, I agree. So now Izzy and Vinny are making out already. So it's our first couple.
Yes.
Which was fine.
Yeah.
Then Jubes gets the date card. Army.
Yes.
Chick. And is so excited because she's going to go ask Jared out. And I couldn't tell if he was horrified or not. What do you think?
I cannot get a read on his personality. I have no idea what he's like. I know he likes Lord of the Rings now, but otherwise, don't really know anything about him. I really, really love his eyebrow game. I think that's really on point.
His eyebrow game is tight.
Yeah. Otherwise, I don't really know anything about him except that he has some chest hair, which is very rare for people on this show. So he's already so different and unique. I don't care. I don't even care what happens. I want to marry him. So that's it. I've already found love. I won. I'm a winner in Chris's eyes.
I thought you loved Nick.
I love them both. I think I love this one.
Who are you going to pick at the rose ceremony?
If it was my rose ceremony, I would probably have to, I'd probably have to do what JoJo did, and I'd have to Robbie the elf and go with the mean one. I like someone who's a little mean. I'm like her. I'm addicted to the abuse.
I love it.
So she asked him on a date. He's like, yeah, sure. Okay, so.
And one of the twins is pissed.
Oh, my God. I don't know which one.
She's giving him a really, she gives a really dirty look.
Yeah, she's not hiding it. She's not hiding it at all.
And then Sadie pipes up, I don't feel sorry for her. Which made me laugh. Like, I am having fun watching this with my kids.
Yep.
They get it. They get it.
Oh, that's why it's on at 8 p.m. It's family hour.
Exactly. So now, which is really fun, Crazy Lacey and Chin are together.
Yes, Lace and the Chin. And
this
like,
is a fun scene.
He's like, yeah, like sun, you know what I mean? Water. Also the bar, you know, drinks. Those are things I like. She's like, why don't you ask about me? Like, you haven't even said one thing, like, to ask me about myself. Like, you don't want to know about me? He said, okay.
And he's like, well, so what's something that your friends don't know about you? And she's like, why would you ask me that? That's too broad. I would never answer that. You're an asshole.
And he's like, seriously, like, I've known you for 10 minutes and this is our first fight. She's crazy. I love her.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
She has some real eye strength because those eyelashes are like 10 feet long and she swam. How did those things stay on?
I know. Maybe she went and put them back on after the pool.
Oh, eye strength.
Yeah.
So Nick talks to Chad, blah, blah, blah. Okay,
and
Nick.
She goes and talks. So then Lacey is talking to Chad, and she's like, I want to see, like, the softer side of Chad. Like, I'm really crazy, and Chad's really crazy, and we're both going to be bringing out our softer side.
Yeah.
And he's like, what do you mean? What do you mean softer side? She's like, you know, the cuddly side. And he's like, why would you want to see that? And then Maddie said, I feel like the crazy girl and the crazy guy should be together.
Well, that's normally how it happens, but that's also how murder suicides happen. So you got
to
be careful.
And then Sadie said, I feel like the girl who didn't get to go on the date with Jared, the one who was mad, would be great with Chad.
So she would, because she would be more passive aggressive. She would just give him those squinty little eyes where she's like, mad, I'm mad right now. He'd be like, what's wrong? Like, seriously, you're going to talk? Like, you're just going to sit there? Okay, you're just going to be a quiet bitch? Fine, be a quiet bitch. And she'd be like, oh, and cry. And then she'd feel better in half an hour and be like, are you hungry? I made some green beans. He'd be like, yeah, bitch, yeah, let's do it. And they'd make out. I'm totally with Maddie on this one. Good call.
So then Chad and Lace, Crazy Lacey, are...
No, it's Lace. It's not Lacey.
I know. I'm just calling her Lacey because it goes with crazy.
No.
Crazy Lacey.
Lazy.
Lazy. Okay.
No, Lace. So then, because Lace is just so made up. That's so Hobby Lobby. I like that she named herself after something on sale at Hobby Lobby.
Yeah. All right. Maybe we'll call her Hobby Lobby.
I can't. My foot is down. It's Lace.
So Chad and Lace are flirting and making out, and we just know things are going to get ugly. Then there's shots of just different people making out, and I got lost. I was like, okay, there's Vinny and Izzy, Chad and Lace, and it's either different angles of Chad and Lace or more people are making out. I couldn't tell.
Yeah, so basically the rest of how this goes, after we've met everybody, since we've been yapping for almost an hour already, Lace and Chad. Oh, my God. So they start that. It starts out like the Bickersons from Saturday Night Live, where they're like, hi, oh, yeah, we're doing great. Oh, yeah? What'd you say? Did you use that term with me? And then they fight, and then they end up fucking in the kitchen, like in every sketch.
Right.
That's basically this couple.
Yeah.
But they don't make any sense while they talk to each other.
No.
I'll be like, yeah, you're hot. Yeah, you're hot too. Fuck you. Did you say I'm hot? Like, what the hell? What am I, a whore? You think I'm a whore? Yeah, you're a whore. You call me a whore. Oh my God, how could you do that? Hey.
Why are you making me look like a bitch? She's a bitch. You're making me look like a bitch. What did you say? Did you call me a bitch? Yeah, I called you a bitch. Oh, I love you.
Yeah, I'm little, 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 little. And then they'd make out. She'd be like, oh, you kissed me too hard. Why would you do that? You're disgusting. You're a pig. Eh. You're a disgusting person. And be like, yeah, you're a dumb bitch. Oh my God, you called me a bitch. So this was going on the entire episode. It was like an hour of this.
Yeah.
She's getting, I mean, they're just both getting, as Canada would say, white girl wasted. They're both getting white girl wasted. And it starts getting more and more awkward because normally you can tell that she's normally with the guy where she's like, fuck you, dick. And he's like, sorry, babe. I didn't know we were fighting. And then they make out. But Chad is never going to do that. So suddenly she's getting defensive about all the stuff that Chad is doing. Not that he's saying anything different than he was before. But exactly. Then suddenly she hits that point where she's like, no, that's it. Like, I'm done with that. I'm serious. Like, seriously? Walk away. Like, seriously, I'm done. He's like, seriously? Like, are you being serious right now? I don't even know you. This show. And everybody is sitting around peeking behind the bushes to watch and see when she's going to get beat. You know, because they all see it coming.
Right.
And he kind of slaps her arm as he stalks off after she tells him it's finally it. But then she pulls that drama girl shit where she's just basically acted like a screamy, yelly hoe the whole time. And then goes and sits behind the group, like, fake crying to see if someone will be like, honey, you want to talk? But she's crazy, too.
Right.
So nobody's talking to her either.
Right. But meanwhile, we break away from them.
Yeah.
And the Hobbit and Jubes are on their date.
Yeah, so cute.
And then they're talking about the Hobbit or whatever. They're kind of connecting. And I'm like, I want them to work out. She's been to war.
Yeah, and she's read all of those books.
Yeah.
He's like, you're more of an Ardor, aren't you? She's like, yes. Yes, I am. It's like birds tweeting. And then they had some weird Mexican clown come on and make humpy noises.
Oh, that was uncomfortable.
Call him balding.
My kids were like, what's happening? And I said, just look away.
Yes, clowns are supposed to terrify you.
Yeah.
I'm raising you right.
So then Vinny and Izzy are hanging out and he won't kiss her. He's into it. They're making out. And she's like, I don't understand. Like, we're like together, whatever. But like, he's not kissing me. So I have no problem. I'm going to go for it first. So then she makes out with him.
Yeah.
And he's like, I don't normally kiss people like right away. Like if I do, then like we have to get married.
Yeah.
Because that's part of my religion. Like I'm very Orthodox. So
that's a big deal to me.
I'm very Orthodox Staten Island. That's like my religion. Yeah. It's a big deal. So like now we're together.
Like I've never kissed a girl that hasn't had my mom's frozen lasagna yet. No? Like she drives to the Publix. I wait around for a while. She comes back. We have to wait for it to frost. She'll ask you about your hobbies, et cetera, et cetera. Tell you about all the girls that made a mistake by not giving me a kiss. And then, you know, we eat it. You say it was really good. And then we kiss. And you say, you taste like garlic. And I say, you do too. And then my ma jumps in between us and says, that's love. And then we kiss again. And that's how it is. Sounds great.
Yeah. But in lieu of that, since they're in paradise, he makes out with her.
Yeah. He's like, well, I'm wasted. We're in the water. Let's do this.
Yeah. So I guess they have to get married now. But I have a feeling that there's more craziness to Izzy than we're even seeing. I think that's going to get ugly.
Oh, yeah. Izzy.
I'm making a prediction.
Girl, Izzy got crazy face. Yeah. I mean, it's more than crazy eyes. She's got crazy face.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that one. But Vinny, I don't think, can make people crazy. He seems so nice. You don't have to make somebody crazy. She's already crazy. She'll go crazy on her own. Give her a chance.
Yes. Yes.
So we've got the date, the Bickersons,
and Crazy Lacey.
And her.
Go find my sunglasses. There's like $500 sunglasses. Bitch, go find my sunglasses.
Oh, my God.
Crazy. I would tie you to a railroad track and then put peppermint on you. He's starting to lose.
What was that?
I don't know.
I love when he's talking nonsense.
You're a bitch. I'll tie you down. I'm going to murder you. And then he calls her something, which could have, that they have to bleep out. So I thought maybe he was calling her the C word.
I'm guessing because that's when she.
And by C word, I mean cunt.
Oh, that's when she, I think, was done, right? She's like, that's it.
Yeah.
You can call me a bitch. You can throw me under a train and pour peppermint on my eyelashes. But calling me the C word is it. I'm like, well, I'm glad you have some lines.
weirdo. Yeah. Yeah. The best part of all of this, because we all saw where this was going.
Right.
But the best part was, to me, was Nick.
I knew you were going to say that. I'm making, looking at the quote right now.
Just making, yeah. I mean, this whole time he's been making the most hilarious, snarky comments.
Yes.
This one, he's like, you know how rats have sex and multiply, but then they eat each other? They're like that.
Yeah. He's like, God mailed it in the day he made Chad. I love it. And then they go Chad to
Chad on the eighth day. He was like, exhausted by
that. Chad's like, I'll murder everyone here, and then I'm going to build them into a bottle.
Yeah.
What?
That's what I wrote down, too. I was like, maybe she'll have a more clear idea of what he said, because I think he just said he's going to turn people into a bottle.
And then Daniel's like, hey, people are scared. Like, they think you're a cannibal. And Chad's like, I'll eat you. And then
I am. I'll eat you. Yeah, you know, fuck you. You think you're a seagull? You know, why don't you go poop on someone's windshield, stupid? I'm like, okay, bro. Murder. Okay,
murder
bro.
People. I'll murder everybody. I'll kill them all. Suddenly, he's like Robert Durst in The Jinx. He's like, kill them all. I'll kill them all. Yeah, kill them all.
But they're all so stupid because Canada's trying to calm him down and be his friend, and he's staying away, you know, so he doesn't get hit because he knows he's about to. And Chad is just about to fall down at this point.
Like, right.
Canada's like, oh, bro, you think you're going to make out with that girl tonight? You got better chances of making out with a turtle, bro. And he slaps and he's like, I'm serious. And he goes, oh, yeah, you're going to hit me? Oh, I'd like to see you try. I'll take you down in Chinatown.
Yeah.
That is not the saying. Girl. So drunk Cam, they're like, okay, camera person, just walk like you're drunk. So the camera guy's like falling all over the place, and they're playing like 60s horror, you know,
and
music.
Then that's when Chad's walking down the beach like a zombie, like or the Hulk. don't. Then
Moby,
Chad drunkenly Moby, comes back
Moby,
up to the group.
Moby.
And I'm like, does he have a date card? What is he? He starts ripping something up. And I'm like, I don't understand what's happening. But then One Arm tells him off and he loses his mind. Right?
Yeah, she's like, the way that you treat women, like, I have to say, the way that you are talking to the women is unfathomable, sir. And I was like, you go, because she was totally right, of course. But you're talking to someone who's literally just fallen down drunk on the ground. Like, he's not going to listen to you.
Right.
Wrong time.
And then, so then Daniel's going off on him again. And then he's like, you're being so unmurdery. I don't want to get unmurdered.
What happened to you? Why are you getting all unmurdery? I thought we were going to be murdery together.
Like, and then comes our favorite, both of our favorite part of the whole episode. It's crab nap time.
Oh my God. So Chad just passes the hell out, and that crab walks over to him and burrows into his wig or his hairpiece, whatever it is, and just falls asleep. He doesn't even keep burrowing. He just like cuddles up to his wig and like falls asleep.
Yeah.
Even the crabs have daddy issues on this show. They're like, oh, finally a father to curl up to. Did your mother die? Oh.
So Chad goes on Bachelor in Paradise and gets crabs. And he's probably going to pass them on to everybody else. So now Grant and Lacey are together. Suddenly.
Yes. Well, you know, this fucking guy.
The chin.
He said, even when he saw them making out, he goes, yeah, well, I like Lace, but we all know what's going to happen with Chad. He's just going to do something stupid, and then I'll get her. I mean, that is so pathetic. You're basically watching this girl. I mean, that girl had her ankles behind her ears at one point, literally. I'm not even being sarcastic. She literally did. Having that guy on top of her, making out all night, and Grant's still like, yeah, I'll take that sloppy second. I don't mind.
Yep.
I'll take it.
Don't mind.
Sad.
Not at all. So
sadness.
Gross.
That is the kind of guy that should marry a girl like that, though. He can just take any kind of abuse.
Yep.
So, yeah. So now, suddenly, they're making out.
Yep. So now Chad has somehow made it back to bed, but he doesn't have his underwear on because he pooped on them on the beach. And now now the other people are together, right? And Evan's like, dysfunction. It's like, there's no excuse for what Chad did.
There is no excuse for you wearing a white t-shirt with a big black square sewn onto it. What are you doing?
I know. I wrote, there's no excuse for that tank top. We think alike.
But this I can't is... with this guy. It's like, where's his TJ Maxx pleather jacket and his, like, punk, you know, hipster hair? Stop. Yep. Just stop. Yeah. So you're embarrassing your children for the second time.
So then, as is the way with Chad, always, he comes whistling his way back. It's morning. He's clearly not hungover, because that's big sign of alcoholism. You're not even hungover.
Yeah, totally.
He whistles
fine.
Over and he's like, why is everyone offended? Stop getting offended. You're getting offended is offending me.
Yeah, I'm offended that you're offended. Ooh.
Yeah. So then One Arm's pissed.
Yes, she's really not happy. And none of them are happy, but they all wait until he's either drunk on the ground or they know he's about to get kicked off. Then they can show their attitude because it's like they wait. You know, that's what I don't like. I don't like that they wait until he's in a weaker position. Although, we didn't mention that last night he called Sarah what did he call her? Army McArminson? Oh no, Miss One Arm. He said something
so. He called her a one-arm bitch.
Yeah, he said something so mean to her. Did we mention that already? He
said I mentioned it.
Oh, sorry, I was off.
But yeah,
I was singing Moby Dick probably, but he was so mean to her. That is not cool. And even when they tell him, he doesn't even apologize for that. And then he tells us, the only one who should be offended is Army McArminson. Oh, God. But I love on any stupid reality show that has no credibility when people say things like Izzy did. And she goes, why is he here? Like, the rest of us are taking this seriously.
I know.
Okay, you're on The Bachelor.
Well, so. Also what I thought was kind of funny was, so Sarah is the only one who's like, it's absolutely unacceptable. Like, he's saying horrible things to women. He's horrible. He's dangerous. Meanwhile, Lacey's like, yeah, I mean, Chad, like, I'm just saying, like, a lot of us were like looking forward to meeting you. Like, we were like open to seeing your sweet side. And like, I just feel like you're closed off. Like, you're missing a great opportunity. Like, what are you talking about? The guy's psychotic. Stop acting like he just got a little bit drunk and went to sleep. Yeah. What are you talking about? She's like, the guy was calling her a fucking bitch, probably the C word. And she's like, yeah, Chad, like, you went a little bit too far.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't really like that. Like, you know, you really have to like tone it down a little bit. Yeah. Because we're ready to give you a chance. What? Stop.
I was fine with like kind of abuse and almost rape. But then you gave me real abuse and then you pooped in your pants. Like, that's not cool. Like,
yeah, it's not cool. Like, if you want to stay
just
here.
At the C word, I would have made out with you this morning. But...
Exactly. So then Chris comes in and he's such a wimp. He really is. He's just like, listen, Chad, you know, like, you did a lot of stuff and people are kind of mad. And Chad's like, it's just jokes.
Yeah, people probably aren't happy because, like, they don't like being called out on their, like, fake image, you know? Like, they're like, oh, I'm so happy and so great, and they're just like fake, and I'm not. I'm like Chad. Okay,
he's like, this shit is funny, dude. He's like, have you guys ever been to the Improv? Like, have you ever even heard jokes? Because possibly just nobody here has a sense of humor. Like, this stuff has killed at, let me just tell you, Comedy Store, Flappers, Improv. Those are just a few of the places where I have had drinks and watched people be funny. So I know that this shit is funny.
When I'm watching stuff in those clubs and I call someone a C word, like, they don't care. Like, they think it's funny. They're like, that's funny, bro. Like, what the fuck? You people take yourself so, you're so fake. Chris is like, well, I've got something serious to say. I'm wearing plaid today, guys. They're like, oh, God, Chris. Oh, God. No, Chris.
And Chris is like, Chad's like, those were jokes. And Chris goes, Chad, you know, you called Lacey a bitch. And you told the whole staff to suck a dick.
He goes, no, that's not exactly what I said. It's not like exactly. Like, I said, suck my dick. Like, what are you going to get? What are you going to get? Like, technically, you're going to get pedantic. And then Chris is like, now, is this really the time to be glib? And he goes, this is not the time to be whatever that word is. I don't know what that word is.
Yeah.
But it's probably not time to be like that if you mean a fake bitch C word. That's what glib is. It's like, no, that's not what it means.
He's
nobody.
Like, He's like, Chris, you know my mom died, right? Like, did I mention that?
Oh, God.
So, like, maybe I just deal with death with humor. You know what I mean? Like, some people, like, I just kind of, like, you know, like, try to forget about death. And, like, I'm really funny. Oh. Like, you know, I hide behind my humor. He's like, you said you were going to murder everybody on the show. He's like, it's funny, dude.
I got scared when he actually, when he went, whoa, you're serious? Like, like, you really mean, like, right now? Like, I'm supposed to get up and go? What'd I do? And he goes, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot to Lace. And she's like, what'd I do? And he's like, yeah, thanks a lot. So it doesn't matter. There's no chance that I can stay. It doesn't matter what I do, right? And that's when I got scared. I was like, uh-oh, so I'll murder you all. Like,
if me I'm too. I literally had thought to myself, okay, obviously nothing happened because this was pre-recorded, so we would have heard about it in the news. But I had that moment. I'm like, this is not fake.
Yeah.
He's crazy.
Yeah, he's cuckoo bird. And so he finally...
And they already knew that, which is why I'm like, they had to have had a lot of insurance. Because I understand the drama. I mean, it is funny for the drama. It's great. I love it. But it seems dangerous.
It was funny until the raging drunk part where he's making fun of the one-armed girl and calling all the girls C-words. Like, okay, line crossed.
Yes.
You've officially crossed into the dark side. And I loved your dark side. I loved your dark side, but too much dark side. Too much dark side.
But then it gets really funny. So then he leaves and he's wandering away and Chris Harrison comes after him. And this is where he's like, yeah, Chris Harrison. You get to just sit there in your robe and a mimosa. You don't even live here. You're like 100 miles away in your robe and mimosa watching the show. Fuck you, Chris Harrison.
He throws his mic on the ground and then he kicks off his flip-flops, which I don't know who he thinks he's telling off by that. He's like, get out of your flip-flops. And he's like, there's crabs everywhere. Where are the crabs everywhere? Fuck you, crabs. And then Lacey back on the couch. Well, his mom did die, so like maybe it's covering up real pain. They're like, shut up, Lace. Shut up.
And that's when I was like, this is my favorite show ever.
And then Chad did what every abuser does. Whips out the victim card right when they get called out. He goes, you're not going to do this to me. Okay, because anybody who watches Unreal knows these producers are just trying to manipulate them into doing horrible things. So he's got like the big fat gay older producer, which I love that that's who they gave him. Because you know he's been following him around the whole time. Like, well, Chad, I think it would be good. Like, maybe you should have another drink, girl. Just have another drink. Just do it. Maybe you should call that girl the C-World. They'll love it. Make an arm joke. You know?
Yeah, it's funny.
Or total. So you see that guy, and he's like, no, I'm not going to do what you say anymore, okay? You're not going to make me look like the bitch, okay? Like, that's it, stupid Chris. Fuck you, crabs. Fuck you, Chris. And he's just screaming at everybody. And Chris is like, how is this better? Like, you're not making this easy. And he goes, go drink your mimosas. Fuck you. And it says, to be continued. Yeah,
he goes, I have nothing.
Oh, yeah.
Like Whitney Houston in The Bodyguard all of a sudden.
Yes, that's when
I have nothing. This is all I have, Chris.
Yes, that's what I was going to say because he did the abuser thing where he whips out all of his own pain. He's like, how could you do this to me? I have nothing. My mom died.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Now you're just sad. Go away.
So then this is where I thought it's even crazier because so – yes, it says to be continued, but now in all the scenes, he's just there. Like, I don't see any police around. He's just there terrorizing everybody, and now it's like a horror movie.
Yeah.
I can't wait for next week, but what the hell?
Yeah, next week he comes charging back in, and there's horror music playing, and everybody's screaming and yelling and running away.
Yeah, and what do you think is going to happen? I mean, you know they always, all these previews are fake, but what's with Evan, like, getting an IV and bleeding? Like, what's going to happen? Is he going to attack Evan?
Well, I hope he gets Ahabbed, personally.
He's getting harpooned in the arm.
I love when a stupid reality show comes full literary circle. I love it. I love when something like that plays out when he brings up Moby Dick and then he gets like disfigured by the whale. That's so good.
But what do you think if you had to guess? Like, it's so hard to tell.
He's probably allergic to gluten and ate a Triscuit or something. Evan's such a pussy. That could be anything.
I guess.
He could be like, is there ragweed on this beach?
You're
because
right.
I'm bleeding. I am bleeding. Like, oh, good, Evan. Man up, dude. Grow a pair.
I know.
But I hope that he fucks with Chad again, and Chad just stabs him in the arm. I don't know what happens, but whenever Chad's around, somebody bleeding.
I mean, I just don't understand how he stayed that long. If the paramedics thing has anything to do with Chad, then this show is just so irresponsible and amazing,
and
but irresponsible.
Sued. Yes. Well, this show's already irresponsible, and I like how everybody's acting like they're such feminists. Like, you're literally sitting here in bikinis just hoping a penis will enter you. Like, can we all please get off our soapboxes for a minute? Like, I'm not going to excuse what Chad did, because that's disgusting.
I agree, though. I fully agree. And plus, like, one arm, like, she comes on the, like, you walked into that situation.
Yes.
What did you think was going to happen?
Yes.
Someone at some point was going to call you one arm bitch.
And again, if you're going to tell somebody like that off, you do it when they're sober and doing that. It's not like he changed all that much. He was saying all that stuff when he was semi-sober. That's when to be like, you're disrespecting women. But of course, at that point, he had a woman with her ankles behind her ears, and it was totally different. But, you know, they all decided to go after him when they knew he was down and he couldn't do anything. Instead of just saying, dude, you're acting like a douchebag. Or like, if his friend is going to talk to him, do it then. I'm not standing up for Chad. I'm just saying.
No, I know exactly what you're saying. I get it.
You know, it's the second time that everybody's like, we're scared. We can't be here with Chad. Like, you're all shocked that he's calling you bitches. Like,
oh, and one arm is like, you know what? It's him or me. Who do you think it's going to be?
Oh,
they're going to pick him.
Oh,
are
God,
you serious?
So
like, of course, go home.
That is so sick.
I know.
Well, I like that girl, and I hope she ends up with the elf, because I love him.
Yeah, that would be cute. They'd be a cute couple.
I don't know, but that girl seems to want it the most, and I like that she's the only one who's like, you are disgusting. That is it. I have had it. She's the only one who had the balls, because everybody else is just like, oh, my God, he's so gross, you guys. Okay, let's go watch him from behind a bush, almost raping a girl in the hot tub. That's so funny.
Yeah.
So I like that she actually said it. So I don't know. One thing I know, I have not laughed that hard watching a show in a long time.
I know. So fun.
I cheered out loud for that crab burrowing in the wig. That was just beautiful.
It was the best.
So
all
that
right, so
ends
I can't
it
wait
today.
For next week.
And next week we will be back. We'll be back next week on Wednesday, like we are today, because there's two episodes. So we'll be covering those next
together.
Wednesday. Yeah, we'll be covering them together. So come back for those. Guys,
and
thank
then,
you.
Do you want to tell them about what we're going to do? That we're going to have a bonus? No?
No. No. Yeah, okay. Let's tell them. So we're going to do that on Wednesday, and then later we're going to be releasing a bonus episode covering the After Paradise. Yeah. So we'll have that up on a premium feed or whatever. But
it's
going to
be cheap.
Yeah, it'll be cheap. And these main episodes will always remain free.
Yeah.
Anything else, we just trying to scrap around. We podcast us. You know how that goes, girl.
Yeah.
I'm talking like Robbie now. Yes, girl.
Listen, we love the Facebook posts. We get inspiration for jokes off of your Facebook posts. So keep them coming on our Rose Pricks Pod Facebook page and the Rose Pricks Pod Twitter.
And
is
the
amazing.
Insta.
Yeah.
Come to those. If you want to find more of our podcasts, come on to Trash Talk TV. Stephanie is over at For Crying Out Loud. And on Twitter, you can find her at S. Wilder Taylor. I'm Ronnie Carum. You can find me at Ronnie Carum. Or just come over to Trash Talk TV, find all my podcast stuff. You guys, so fun. Excited to be with you another season. Steph, glad we're on this journey.
Me too.
Okay. Vulnerable.
I feel vulnerable.